I'm Eric Warista.
This is Noam Shore.
And you're listening to The Last Team on Turf, a New England Revolution fan podcast, live from Gillette Stadium.
And our new format, driving in cars after the game.
Wow, what a game. Revs never really lost control of the match, but a 2-1 win over Charlotte feels much, much, much better than we did the last couple home games, blowing leads and ending up with ties.
Well, there was a lot of emotion in this one because they gave up another heartbreaking goal really at the end of the game, 84th minute. This more lazy defense when they needed to close the game out, and then they just score just a stunning header.
Yeah, Romney coming through with a big header, and they
great cross from Jones, which is really set up by Shantkali.
Yeah, tonight was a night when the Revs looked like they looked in the first half of the season. The ball was moving. They were creating some chances, especially in the second half. First half was solid, but a little stale for both teams. I don't think either side really had very many chances on goal.
Right. It looked for me the first half was very professional. The ball was under control, right, on the ground.
Right.
And there were several good chances. Let's not forget. I think it's important to call out that there were some issues with on the scoring front in the first half. A couple heading opportunities that were very strong opportunities to put in the back of the net, and were poorly taken. And Vrioni came on in the 53rd minute, and I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, Vrioni looked pretty solid tonight coming out in the second half. Bobby Wood was a little lost in the first half, and we were talking. We don't usually talk tactics on the pod, but we were talking during the game about how maybe they need to play those guys together because each one of them separately doesn't seem quite up to the task at hand.
Right. I do like Frioni's hold-up play. Maybe it's because we were sitting on the half of the field where he was playing, so it's more difficult to see Bobby Wood's play in the first half for us. But Frioni has very good hold-up play and draws a crowd. And when he gets the ball, you can see how the team is able to move up the field to try and support him and to try and get open for, you know, a pass.
Yeah, he was very effective holding up the ball, finding people, making some runs. And you know, Wood, I think, just had a tough night. Tomas Chankalay has been just amazing coming on. He had a great back heel to himself in the first half to create a chance. A
sombrero off of the outside of his right foot.
Yeah.
And that was just the beginning of the play. Then he had a couple of nice dribbling moves. That would have been, Eric, I think you said it, the goal of the decade.
Yeah, for sure.
That would have made some international newsreels, I think.
For sure. That would have been an amazing goal. He just couldn't quite finish it off.
I think maybe the only upside is that he's not getting transferred tomorrow, so the Revs maybe have a few more games.
Right. He's on loan from Racing in Argentina, and hopefully the Revs have an option to buy him, and hopefully they do, because I think he's the kind of player they could really use. Gustavo Bo has been that kind of player historically for the Revs. But he's getting older and is injured a lot, and this is someone who can step in and do the job.
And speaking of Bo, he was back on the pitch tonight. That was exciting, and he looked like his old self, actually.
Yeah, he looked good out there. It's you could see the crowd energize a little bit when Bo came on, because every time he gets the ball, something good could happen, which is not the case. Like, a lot of time, you know, I think in MLS, the quality of play is pretty good now, but there's only a couple players where you feel like anything can happen when they get the ball. Right. I think, you know, Carlos Heel is like that. You know, Chankalay is starting to become like that, Gustavo Bo. But right, there are other guys where you're just hoping that they can get it on frame or make the next pass. And Bo is an exciting player and always has been since he got here. So
I loved it when somebody was fouled around. It's about halfway between the center circle and the penalty arc. Way too far for anybody to shoot that on goal, but Bo went up there,
right,
with the confidence. Like, I was like, no, he's not going to actually, right, try and do that.
I'm
like,
about 45 yards from the goal.
That
maybe
was a block kick. But if there was anyone on the Revs who could do it, it would be Bo.
Who could do it and who would do it?
And he would at least try it. He didn't. He just did a little tip off to keep the ball in possession, which was good, but
I
think he was trying to psych out the other team in doing that. He looked very serious. He was like, he went over to grab the ball. He was like lining up. You could see he was looking towards the goal.
Right. He sold it very well.
He sold it very well. But there's no other player that could sell it either, because people know he has a little bit of a boot when he needs it.
He has that ability. Well, this was a huge win for the Reds, very much needed. I think they needed at least one game like this where they could kind of put together a comfortable win. They'd blown some games recently against some bad teams. They lost out in Colorado. They had a tie against Chicago, maybe. To sort of lower tier teams.
And one of the last games that Gillette, I think, was a stoppage time tying goal
from
opposition from Austin. So to see that happen again, that was very disconcerting, but they came right back a minute later, and that showed some heart. And maybe with all we've been talking a lot about the coaching changes, maybe with all that upheaval in the organization, maybe this game is one of those defining games where they find their bit of a mojo and a groove and how to keep it going. And maybe this will carry on to the next game. I'm excited. Wednesday, another game at Gillette Stadium. Let's see if they can build on that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point about this being a defining game for the new coaching staff. You know, with Bruce Arena out, the team has been adrift for the better part of 2 months. And, you know, all of August, all of September, they really didn't play very well. They played okay, but they weren't getting results in the same way that they had been earlier in the season. And so tonight, they got the result. They actually played pretty well for the most part. You know, the substitutions were all came at the right time and seemed like the right strategic move. So it's good. I think it was a good game for Clint Pia as the new interim coach.
That's a very good point. We've often questioned the timing of the subs and like when are the new people going to come in to create some change. Now, I will say the Revs did give up a goal right after Chancellai went out.
Yeah.
And McNamara came in. Also very exciting to see Tommy McNamara back on the field. Tommy in for Thomas.
Yeah.
But they gave up a goal right away. But I have to say, Eric, this goal, I don't want to overstate the importance of it, but I have not been so excited since Buchanan scored the tying goal against New York City FC in the playoffs a few years ago.
Yeah.
This, to me, it was cathartic. The team needed it, and it was exciting, and it was a difficult situation for the Revs, and from two, you know, outside backs,
right,
or something like that. You had Jones to Romney, great ball, nice header. That was, I think, Romney's third header attempt, by the way.
Yeah, they must have seen something that they wanted to do, because on the corner kicks and a couple of the free kicks, they were running plays designed for Romney to come free for a header. And he got to all of them, I think, but didn't really get a good shot off until the goal. Which came from the free flow play, but they must have thought that he'd been a matchup thing or something with him. But yeah, this team needed something to get the fans to buy back into the season, because things had started so promisingly, and then with the lack of transparency with the arena investigation and suspension, and then Richie Williams being put out or as interim coach and replaced by Clint Pia, and then the string of like kind of just mediocre results and giving away leads or getting beat by bad teams.
And there was a big crowd today too. So it's sometimes also an unusual occurrence for the Revs to win a game. And not only do they win, they won in a very dramatic fashion. I remember recently there was a big crowd close to 30 or maybe over 30,000, and they won comfortably. And it was, you don't want to complain with a win, but it didn't quite have the drama. This one had some drama for those who were sticking around.
Well,
it was a little unfortunate to see so many people leaving early, but
yeah, good crowd tonight. I don't know if they gave a number, but
I haven't looked, but I would say it's close to 30. There were certainly
if I had to eyeballing it, I would say around 30,000. And we talked in the past about how the Revs don't play well when there's a big crowd, but tonight and that night you mentioned a few weeks ago, they got results in front of a good crowd and actually played some good soccer, which was, maybe that trend has been exercised to some degree. So, anything else you want to say? Or, yeah, so let's,
good.
So thank you for listening. We tried something new tonight. This is a live pod right after the game. We're on our way back north on Route 1. And thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Last Team on Turf, a New England Revolution fan podcast with Eric Warista and Noam Shore. We hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to hear from you. The show was hosted, produced, and edited by Eric Warista and Noam Shore, and all opinions expressed are their own. Incidental music written, arranged, and performed by Eric Warista. Rev's crowd clips appear courtesy of the New England Revolution. Last Team on Turf is a production of Row 12 Media.